Good evening and welcome back into the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. It's presented by McDonald Boneyard and the Air Doctor. My name is Nate Gonner. Happy to have you along for the show this evening as we now have entered into our second edition of the Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And just 2 weeks in, this is becoming a very difficult selection process. We got six nominations from five different schools, including Jordan U. of the Mid Prairie soccer team, Macy Merrick of the Washington girls track team, Autumn Barthelman of the Sigourney girls track team, Caleb Hagee of the Winfield Mount Union golf team, Grace Edwards of the Winfield Mount Union girls golf team, and Nate Searin of the Kyoto Eagle boys track team. It's now time to sit down with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And I'm sitting down now with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And this week it goes to senior Macy Merrick of the Washington track team. And what a phenomenal week Macy had as she became a district champion for the first time in the 100 and 200 meter dashes at Thursday's Class 3A District 6 meet. Her 100 meter dash time of 12.98 seconds ranks her sixth in Class 3A, and her 200 meter dash time of 26.88 seconds is the 13th best in Class 3A. She is also a part of the sprint medley team of Mackenzie Merrick, Amber Salo, Macy Merrick, and Morgan Kimball, which qualified for the state meet with a time of 1 minute 53.31 seconds. That is the 13th best time among the 2014 field. And we welcome Macy Merrick, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, into the program. And first off, congratulations on being our first female ever selected for the award. And you've had so many big moments last Thursday. What was your favorite part about that district meet on Thursday?
The district meet, I thought it was pretty cool that I finally won just an event at district, so that was a big like milestone for me, I guess. But it was just fun to run my last basically high school meet, even though the state one's still coming up. It's district since it's not at Drake, so.
Absolutely, and I remember when you and I visited earlier on in the season, and you had mentioned how much off-season training you did that you put in prior to this season. Can you go through some of the workouts that you did to get to this district champion spot in the 100 and 200 meter dashes?
I guess one thing that really helps me is that I'm also out for volleyball and basketball, so I guess I'm kind of doing something year-round, so that just kind of helps to keep me in shape. But also I went to Iowa Speed up at Iowa City. There they have some coaches and some group of kids that work out there, so I went to some of those, and then I had some individual ones to work on like blocks and stuff like that.
And how many times a week were you doing this in your free time? Because you mentioned you were a volleyball player and a basketball player too.
It was definitely hard to try to figure out when I could go up there, but a lot of times I did it in between that 2 weeks break that I had between basketball and track, and I also did it at the beginning of the track season as well as at the end of basketball, basically.
We're talking with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Macy Merrick, senior for the Washington track team, and you're listening to this on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. And Macy, you get to actually share the final track meet with your younger sister, Mackenzie, who is a part of this year's sprint medley team. How do you feel about having your sister be a part of one of your final athletic moments in high school?
It's pretty cool, and she was really, really excited just because she had been to the state meet the years past when I've ran there, so she was really excited to be the one actually running this time as well.
Now, you're not just an athlete at Washington High School. You probably have one of the best resumes of any senior coming out of Washington High School. Can you just list all the types of programs and extracurricular activities that you're involved in?
Okay. BPA, which is Business Professionals of America, FFA, 4-H, SAD, NJSA, National Honor Society, Student Congress, class officers. Yeah, I think that's all that I can think of right now.
Well, that's quite a bit. And, you know, with doing athletics and all of that, you know, you're I would say you're a definition of a success story here at Washington High School. And the question I have for you, if you had a chance to talk to the eighth graders that are going to be freshmen next year, what would be some pieces of advice that you would give them in order to have them maybe have a successful high school career kind of like yours?
Don't be afraid to go out and try new things, I guess. Don't be afraid to keep going in something even though it gets tough and maybe you don't enjoy every single aspect of it, because that's everything. You're not going to enjoy everything. So just stay active and it'll pay off in the end.
We're talking with Macy Merrick, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. And Macy, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, talks a lot about their core values. And I wanted to ask you, what were some of your core values and who were some of the people who helped instill them in you?
Okay. My core values, I guess, are probably hard work, honesty, and responsibility. And I guess my family and just everybody that's helped me get to where I am today has kind of instilled those in me, because without any of those traits, I wouldn't be where I am or have anything. So,
does Coach Shantz or Coach Circa, you know, have anything else that they instill in you guys as a track team?
Mm-hmm, definitely trust. Coaches and players, you definitely have to have trust in your coaches as well as in your players. So that's a big one for just any team.
Now, a cool thing about Macy is she just recently was one of, I think, of 150 students that won this $20,000 scholarship from Coca-Cola. And I got to ask, Macy, you know, when was the last time you actually had a Coca-Cola soft drink? Do you remember it all?
You know, when I went to Georgia for the conference that they had down there, April 16th through 19th, they had, like, Coke products the whole weekend, so honestly, and I didn't really drink a Coke there, so, I mean, I don't know. Actually, I did try some there, so yeah, that would be that.
Outside of that, though, it's been a while then.
It's been a while. I try to stay off caffeine during sports, so.
That's actually a very good idea, as we're talking with Macy Merrick, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. I know you're planning on attending Iowa State University this fall, and being 20 minutes from just up the road at, you know, the University of Iowa, I'm curious to see what type of feedback you've gotten from classmates and family members about going to the other state school in Iowa.
Well, one set of my grandparents is, they're pretty big Hawkeye fans. So, I mean, it's ever since I was little, they've wanted me to, like, go to Iowa. They've taken me to Iowa games. But I've always really kind of had my track set on Iowa State. So they've gotten used to it.
As far as what you're going to be majoring up there?
I'll be double majoring right now in ag business and ag education.
And what are you hoping to turn that into as far as a career?
As far as ag business goes, it's kind of a wide range major. So I'm probably looking at working for an agriculture company, selling products or something like that, hopefully with a little bit of traveling. But also with ag education, I could eventually become an ag/FFA teacher. So that's exciting too.
Macy Merrick, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, going to be very busy as she heads off to Ames and the Iowa State University coming up this fall. Macy, can't thank you enough for your time and congratulations
once again.
I mentioned that this was a very difficult selection process this weekend. It was because of two other area athletes who had stellar weeks, and do want to give them our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week honorable mentions. And they go to Caleb Hagee, a freshman golfer for the Winfield Mount Union Wolves. He was the sectional golf champion this past week in New London, and right now is posting the sixth best 18-hole average in Class 1A, and he helped lead the Winfield Mount Union Wolves into tomorrow's district final, hosted by North Mahaska. It'll actually be played at the Oskaloosa Golf Course. They tee off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Final honorable mention of the night goes to Sigourney freshman Autumn Barthelman, who is a district champion this week in the 100-meter hurdles and was the anchor on the state-bound 4x100-meter shuttle hurdle team. She also qualified for the track meet in the 100-meter dash. So congratulations to all of our nominations this week for the Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week.